Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you, too.
Adam was a prophet, first one that we know. In a place called Eden, he helped things to grow. Adam served the Lord by following his ways. We are his descendants in the latter days. Follow the prophet, follow the prophet, follow the prophet, don't go astray. Follow the prophet, follow the prophet, follow the prophet, he knows the way.
Enoch was a prophet, he taught what was good. Did just what they should. When they were so righteous that there was no sin, Heavenly Father took them up to live with him.
Follow the prophet, follow the prophet, follow the prophet, don't go astray. Follow the
Follow the prophet, follow the prophet, follow
Last week we talked about the Savior's resurrection. After his death, his body was in the tomb until Sunday morning. Then two angels came and rolled the stone away from the tomb. A woman whom Jesus had healed, named Mary Magdalene, went to the tomb. She was surprised to see that the stone had moved. Jesus' body was not in the tomb. She ran to tell Peter and John that someone had taken the Savior's body. She did not know where it was. Peter and John ran to the tomb. They found the cloth Jesus had been buried in, but Jesus' body was not there. Peter and John did not know what to do. They went home. Mary Magdalene stayed by the tomb crying. When she looked into the tomb again, she saw two angels. They asked Mary Magdalene why she was crying. She said someone had taken Jesus' body away. She did not know where it was. She turned around and saw someone she thought was the gardener. He asked her why she was crying. She asked him if he knew where Jesus' body was. Then the man said, "Mary," and she knew it was Jesus. He asked her to tell the apostles that he was resurrected. Mary Magdalene and some of the other women told the apostles that Jesus had been resurrected. At first, the apostles did not believe them. Later, while the apostles were talking to each other, Jesus came into the room. The apostles were afraid. They still thought he was dead. The Savior told them to touch his hands and feet. He was resurrected. His body and spirit had come together again. The apostles were happy to see him. He asked them for food. They gave him fish and honeycomb. He ate it. Jesus Christ was the first person to be resurrected. Many others were then resurrected and seen by the people living in Jerusalem. Jesus had said, "I am the resurrection and the life." Because he overcame death, we will all be resurrected someday. Today we are going to talk about the organization of the church after the death of the Savior. During his ministry, he called leaders for the church called apostles. After he was resurrected, his apostles took over the leadership of the church here on earth. They followed his example and walked in his footsteps, and the church continued to grow. As we talk about the apostles, think of our modern-day leaders, including the prophet and apostles, as well as our local bishops and branch presidents. They have the same exact responsibility to guide the church in the right direction. Children at home, turn with us to chapter 55, The Apostles Lead the Church, on page 148, and follow along as we read together.
After he was resurrected, Jesus stayed with his apostles for 40 days. He taught them many things about the gospel and his church.
He told them to teach the gospel to all people. He also said that he would leave them soon, but the Holy Ghost would come help them.
The apostles watched Jesus go up into the clouds. Two angels in white clothes told the apostles that Jesus would come back from heaven someday.
The apostles were now the leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ on earth. Peter was president, and James and John were his counselors.
There were only 11 apostles. Judas was dead. Heavenly Father told the apostles to choose Matthias to be one of the 12 apostles.
All of the apostles had a special calling in the priesthood. The apostles and the other disciples had faith in the Lord. They obeyed his commandments, and they loved one another.
With the priesthood and the power of the Holy Ghost, the apostles could do many things. They healed the sick and were missionaries.
They taught about Jesus Christ and his gospel. Many people believed the apostles' words and joined the church. Church members were called saints.
How long did Jesus stay with his apostles after he had been resurrected? Riley?
40 days.
Right. How do you think the apostles felt when they found out Jesus was going to stay with them for so long? Reagan?
Glad.
Why would they be glad? Madeline, why do you think they would be so glad?
Because they would get some more time to spend with him before he had to go again.
Right. That would be great. What kinds of things did Jesus teach about while he was with them? Haley?
He taught them the gospel.
Right. Who did Jesus tell them to preach the gospel to?
To all people.
Right, exactly, to all people. Jesus said he needed to leave soon. But who did he say would come and help them? Madeline?
The Holy Ghost.
Right. Why do you think the apostles needed the help of the Holy Ghost, Reagan?
He would tell them what to do.
Great, that would be a wonderful thing, wouldn't it? The apostles saw Jesus go up to the clouds. Where do you think he went? Rachel?
To heaven.
To heaven? Right. Any other ideas? Pretty much heaven, huh? Oh, go ahead,
yeah,
Madeline.
Heaven.
Heaven. Same thing, right? Now, you both said heaven. What is heaven?
The place where Heavenly Father lives.
Exactly.
The spirit world.
What did the two angels dressed in white say to the apostles? Haley, do you know?
That Jesus would come back someday.
Oh, that's so great. With Jesus gone, who was now the leader of the church on earth? Reagan?
Peter.
Right, Peter. There were only 11 apostles, but Jesus needed 12. Who did Heavenly Father want the 12th apostle to be? Haley?
Matthias.
Yes, Matthias. The apostles and disciples had great faith in the Lord. What did they do to share their faith? Rachel?
Taught others the gospel.
Right. What's that called when you teach others the gospel?
Being missionaries.
Right. Missionary work. How did the apostles of Jesus Christ treat each other? You remember? How did they treat each other, Reagan?
They loved one another.
They did. They were good friends. Through what power were the apostles able to heal the sick? Rachel?
The priesthood.
Right, the priesthood power. What did the apostles need to be good missionaries? Madeline?
The Holy Ghost.
Exactly. Many people believed the apostles and joined the church. What were the church members called? Haley?
Saints.
Exactly right, saints. If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about the church after Jesus' death. Turn with us to chapter 56, Peter Heals a Man, on page 148. As we learn more about the duties of the apostles after Jesus' death and resurrection.
A man who could not walk was carried to the temple every day. He sat by the temple doors and asked for money.
One day he saw Peter and John about to enter the temple. He asked Peter and John for money. Peter said that he would give the man something else.
Peter blessed the man in the name of Jesus Christ and healed him. Then he helped the man stand up.
The man walked for the first time in his life. Many people saw the man walking and leaping. They knew it was a miracle.
They knew Peter had the power of God. Peter told them that Jesus Christ had given him the power to heal the man.
Peter was a great missionary. He helped many people believe in and follow Jesus Christ.
Why did the man who could not walk come and sit at the temple every day? Madeline?
He would ask for money.
Right. How did he get to the temple? Haley?
He was carried there.
One day he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple. What did the man ask them? Reagan?
For money.
What did Peter give the man instead of money, Rachel?
A healing.
In whose name did Peter bless the man? Madeline?
Jesus's.
Yes, in Jesus' name. After Peter blessed and healed the man, what did he help him to do? Haley?
Stand up.
After Peter helped the man stand up, what was he able to do for the very first time in his life?
Walk.
Right. He was able to walk. Who gave Peter the power to heal the man? Madeline?
Jesus.
He did. Why do you think Peter was such a good missionary? Reagan?
He loved Jesus.
He did love Jesus. They were friends, right?
Yes.
Yes, they were. Rachel, did you have another idea?
He was faithful.
Oh, very faithful. How can we be good missionaries like Peter? Haley?
By following and living the gospel.
Be a good example.
Right. We could be good examples. Rachel?
Study and pray.
Oh, I love that answer.
Thank you.
children, Jesus only lived on the earth for a short time. Yet he still has prepared the way for us to enjoy his teachings and the organization of his church. After he died, he called upon the apostles to lead his people. He blessed them with the priesthood and told them to go into all the world and preach the gospel. They were even able to perform many wonderful miracles just like the Savior, because they were acting in his name and with his authority. It is a wonderful blessing to know that Heavenly Father has not changed. We are led today by a prophet and apostles who have the same authority and priesthood power as the apostles of old to lead the church in Jesus' name. This week, pick one of the 12 apostles of old and one of our current 12 apostles and learn more about them. Ask your parents or a primary leader to help. You can find information about the Savior's apostles in the Bible Dictionary, and you can learn more about the modern apostles on the church's website, www.lds.org, or by accessing the messages from the General Conference link right here on the Mormon Channel. As you do this, you will see that the men who led the church anciently and the men who lead the church today are very similar. They both love the Lord, and they were both called as special witnesses of his life and atonement. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all he has taught us, and I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read chapter 57, Wicked Men Kill Stephen, and 58, Simon and the Priesthood.
See you next week.
Scripture Power.